So we're going to break down three DIA rumors today. But first, we got to assume, of course, that emergency manager Kevin Orr would put the art on the bargaining table. And that's a big assumption. But that is how we could end up here. A swanky auction house like Sotheby's in New York, with men in tuxedos, paddles flying, bids reaching $120 million. That is how much Edvard Munch's The Scream sold for last year. And there's pieces at the DIA that could make that look like chump change, which leads us right into DIA rumor number one. Yes, thank you for the drum roll there. Public museums don't have a chance at this art, the rumor goes, because private collectors are the only ones with this kind of cash. Well, I hate to be the one to say it, but that rumor is true.
The prices for art are way beyond what museums can afford anymore.
This is Abigail Eisman. She's written about the art market for Forbes, and she consults for collectors. And she says these days, museums are plain old priced out because art is a really hot investment.
The economic crash in 2008 barely touched the art market, which isn't to say that the market didn't suffer, but it rebounded really fast.
So now Wall Street and hedge fund guys are putting massive amounts of their money into art, which brings us, as it happens, to DIA rumor number two. The museum's masterpieces will be lost to the public so some rich guy can hang it in his rec room.
That's the likelihood, though not necessarily their rec room, their living room, their ballroom, their summer home.
So that would be the worst-case scenario, right? An investor buys, say, Peter Bruegel the Elder's wedding dance for an obscene amount of money, and he stashes it where the public can't see it. But of course, there is another way that this could all go down, the altruistic investor scenario.
The very people who are buying art today, not all of them, but many of them, will in future generations be looked upon as, you know, founders of great museum collections.
This is Marian Maneker. He publishes Art Market Monitor, and he says art collectors lend their stuff to museums all the time. I mean, we know this in Michigan. They even build museums just for their collections. Look at East Lansing's Eli and Edith Broad Museum. And then, of course, there's the third option. And coincidentally, it is also DIA rumor number three. The city could keep the art and still make money off of it. Christie's and Detroit emergency manager Kevin Orr talk all the time about realizing value without relinquishing ownership. Translation, put those Monets up for collateral, baby.
The banking world has started to acknowledge or use art as a piece of collateral. And that may be the one sort of missing element we don't understand and what could happen.
But hold up, because the Levin Art Group reportedly values the DIA's entire collection at $10, maybe even $20 billion. And getting a loan that size is a long shot, says Abigail Eisman.
$20 billion? No. $2 billion? You know, you'd have to talk to probably a couple of banks, and they would have to be willing to lend Detroit the money.
And that, of course, is the big if. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.